cold morning on January 16th, 1945. The wind is blowing, making chills multiply. Henry sitting on the sidewalk talking to Sylvia about when they would get out of this awful place in this Lots ghetto. They dream about feeling the sensation of freedom again. The sun is shining, but not helping with the cold. Nazi soldiers are watching their every move like a hawk. Children running around trying to make some fun out of the current place they are in. Henry and Sylvia get up running to the room they stay in. Outside, seeing a baby crying and people suffering is making her feel hurt. She's now looking out at the gate outside, the giant wall with barbed wire, kids trying to convince people to give them food that they may or may not have. This is not a fun place to spend the rest of your childhood, Sylvia said, thinking to herself. Room they stay in, hoping to get away from the cold. They got to the room, sighing a breath of relief. Looking at the mattress in the corner of the room, making sure the stash of food is still there. Sylvia is going to the window, looking. Room they stay in, hoping to get away from the cold. They got to the room, sighing a breath of relief. Looking at the mattress in the corner of the room, making sure the stash of food is still there. Sylvia is going to the window, looking outside. Seeing a baby crying and people suffering is making her feel hurt. She's now looking out at the gate outside, the giant wall with barbed wire, kids trying to convince people to give them food that they may or may not have. This is not a fun place to spend the rest of your childhood, Sylvia said, thinking to herself. Room they stay in, hoping to get away from the cold. They got to the room, sighing a breath of relief. Looking at the mattress in the corner of the room, making sure the stash of food is still there. Sylvia is going to the window, looking. The woman is dead. Sylvia is starting to cry, trying not to show it, but Henry notices and is trying to comfort her. On their way to the room they stay in, they see an officer talking to a strange man. He is not wearing the star of any sort. Then he heads to the nearest building. Confused, Henry pauses. Then a few seconds later, he comes out with a piece of bread and runs off, hoping this never happens to him. And Sylvia walk off. The next day, on the afternoon of January 17th, 1945, it is slowly warming up. Sylvia and Henry are walking around trying to find something to do. Suddenly, they hear a guard yelling and screaming. They walk over to see what was going on. They get there and see a woman sitting on the ground, crying and begging. The guard is yelling and pulls out his gun. Henry and Sylvia try to look away. Then, bang! They did not bother to look back up. The next day, on the afternoon of January 17th, 1945, it is slowly warming up. Sylvia and Henry are walking around trying to find something to do. Suddenly, they hear a guard yelling and screaming. They walk over to see what was going on. They get there and see a woman sitting on the ground, crying and begging. The guard is yelling and pulls out his gun. Henry and Sylvia try to look away. Then, bang! They did not bother to look back up. Then looks at the guard and sees a gun pointed at his face. The next day, on January 18th, 1945, Sylvia, going to get the most food she can, on her way, she hears people talking about how the war has ended. But she's thinking, the war has ended? Then why is she still here? There is no possible way the war has ended. She got the food and goes back to the room. That day, it being cold as ever, Henry and Sylvia are walking down to pass by, talking about what they will do when they get out. Then a guard grabs Sylvia by the arm and she screams. Then Henry, showing his pure attack instincts, punches the guard. The guard lets Sylvia go, horrified what Henry just did. He pauses. The guard looks at him and grins, like no other guard has ever done. And he grabs Henry, throwing punches and knocking Henry on his butt. Henry, barely conscious, looks at Sylvia. Then, bang! Sylvia, crying, runs to her room and lays on the bed and cries her heart out. Her best friend gone. He was never coming back. The next day, sitting on her bed on the afternoon of January 19, 1945, she has not even left the room, just sitting on her bed wishing those idiotic Nazis never existed. Bang! She was hearing repeated times. It was gunshots. Bang! 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 She was hearing men yelling and people screaming. She walks to the window and looks outside. She looks at a soldier, hears a loud bang! Then the soldier falls on his back, bleeding. She is looking at where the bullet came from. She sees an Allied soldier, happy as can be, sprinting to the soldier, hugging him. She is now free of those jerk Nazis. He is taking her to the other soldiers to take her home somewhere she is safe. She walks out of the camp. She feels the sensation of freedom again. But she quickly realized that Henry wasn't here. But she knew he was happy. She at least got to be free once again. The next day, on the afternoon of January 17th, 1945, it is slowly warming up. Sylvia and Henry are walking around trying to find something to do. Suddenly, they hear a guard yelling and screaming. They walk over to see what was going on. They get there and see a woman sitting on the ground, crying and begging. The guard is yelling and pulls out his gun. Henry and Sylvia try to look away. Then, bang! They did not bother to look back up. The next day, on January 18th, 1945, Sylvia, going to get the most food she can, on her way, she hears people talking about how the war has ended. But she's thinking, the war has ended? Then why is she still here? There is no possible way the war has ended. She got the food and goes back to the room. That day, it being cold as ever, Henry and Sylvia are walking down to pass by, talking about what they will do when they get out. Then a guard grabs Sylvia by the arm and she screams. Then Henry, showing his pure attack instincts, punches the guard. The guard lets Sylvia go, horrified what Henry just did. He pauses. The guard looks at him and grins, like no other guard has ever done. And he grabs Henry, throwing punches and knocking Henry on his butt. Henry, barely conscious, looks at Sylvia. Lodz was located in Poland. The Lodz ghetto had around 230,000 people. In it was the second largest ghetto. It was liberated on January 19th, 1945 by Allies forces. People were randomly beaten, shot, and robbed. Food and water were scarce, and the place was unsanitary. Starvation heavily increased. People died by starvation, being beaten or shot. They froze to death, and natural things like disease and stuff. This is not a fun place to be. But people got free, and it was a glorious day. Lodz was located in Poland. The Lodz ghetto had around 230,000 people. In it was the second largest ghetto. It was liberated on January 19, 1945 by Allies forces. People were randomly beaten, shot, and robbed. Food and water were scarce, and the place was unsanitary. Starvation heavily increased. People died by starvation, being beaten or shot. They froze to death, and natural things like disease and stuff. This is not a fun place to be. But people got free, and it was a glorious day.